You're in tune to KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studios today, from the Home Results Group, Mr. Greg Jablonski. Greg, thank you for coming in, first of all.
Thanks for having me, Dan.
Well, it's always good to have you. We always get we solve the world problems before we do the show.
You got it.
You know, done. The rest of the crew that comes in here from Edina Realty, we're out of here in half an hour. This one takes about an hour and a half.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and once we solve all those problems, they start again right after we leave.
They do. They do. Well, how's life been treating you, sir?
Good. Overall, very good.
Being safe, the family, everybody's doing good.
Everything's good, yeah. We haven't experienced the COVID or any subtle anything about it, we're blessed for that.
Well, you're doing what you have to do. You're masking up and, you know, eating your vitamins and vegetables.
Mm-hmm. Taking my whiff of bleach every now and then. Only every morning.
You are a troublemaker.
I seriously do. That's later. We'll go into that.
You bet. You bet. But good. Well, how are sales this week in your office?
Sales are very good. A lot of activity and you know, we just had a home on West 4th Street, and it was at 250, and very nice older two-story, double lot, and a two-and-a-half-car detached garage. It's a very nice home. And we had it on the market, and we do what we call coming soon, and that's the time to get the home ready for the market, and we do videos on the home, and so there's some prep work to get it ready for marketing. So we do a coming soon. Well, during that coming soon, it was about a week. And that week, we had scheduled 39 showings.
39? Holy smokes.
For a Friday. And I'm sure they lapsed over into Saturday. Of course, Wayne handles that end of this. But, yeah, 39 showings. And at the end of the day, we had 5 offers. And it was good. And the 5 offers, you know, it was tendered by people that said, well, this is what we would do and that. So 2 were maybe verbal. But they were serious people that were interested in putting an offer in if it was, quote, worth it, you know. And the activity was really good is what it amounts to. And it did go over ask price. I will just reveal that. So it was great. And it shows what a need there is for homes. And then along with that, I was discussing it with another person that was renting in Hastings. And I asked him, I said, well, we bought a home, huh? And he said, we bought one in Cottage Grove because we couldn't find anything in Hastings. And so the availability in town here is very, very limited, and we need homes. So one thing that ties into that, our activity in our new construction has been actually pretty busy. And we're very active in that, and that's good. So it just shows that everything's kind of kicking.
Here's what I hear, Greg, is that the price of new construction is going up. But, yes. I mean, the values have to be going up if you have fewer people chasing more homes, too.
And I don't really know how to rationalize that today because it is still a fickle market. And that difference today in buying a new versus buying an existing, it's a substantial margin. So you really have to factor in that you're getting a new home, that the layout will be, and that you'll be there for 30 years. And that really retains the value if there is a $20,000 or $30,000 difference versus you know, a home that maybe I was involved in the construction of when I worked for Seward in those days down by the hospital. And, you know, homes down there, we just had one listed for $290,000. I'm sure it sold over the market. And I know our group represented some people that wanted to buy that home. And it sold right away, and I know it was over. And there was a substantial number of people interested in that. Well, at $290,000, you know, maybe to go to a new one is $330,000 or something like that. So that's $40,000. But that home out there is 35, 40 years old or something. And ours, you know, I mean, a lot of things have changed in that area. And they're very nice homes. Don't ever get me wrong. But, you know, it is just the differences in homes today, the way they do it, the technology. And There's a lot of differences.
I was going to say, when you build a home, which I think you hit right on it, you know that you have new appliances, you have new everything. Mm-hmm. It's the latest technology. It's the latest insulation. Your heating bills are going to be down. Your cooling bills are going to be down.
Electrical, plumbing, all those things.
Is it really costing you that much more over time? If you buy a home that's 30 years old, the appliances may be at the end of their life.
Yeah.
So you're going to put money into that over time. And
yes, I think it bleeds you a little bit. Mm-hmm. And so just getting it done today, and especially with today's interest rates. I know it's interesting. We had one client that, you know, everybody wants their home paid for. And when you get to a certain age, you don't want to end up with a mortgage. But I think the judgment came down, hey, let's get a small mortgage. It won't be that big a deal. And then we got the house we want. We got it the way we want it. And so you run into that. And those are judgment calls that people make. And we're finding more and more of that because of the low interest rates. The low interest rates are bringing people out of their existing homes, going to new ones. Mm-hmm. And I mean, there's just no doubt in my mind about that. And they are not afraid, in the case certainly of a younger buyer, it's a natural upgrade to a bigger home.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's really, there's good activity there.
You're listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA. Our realtor today, Greg Jablonski with Home Results Group with Edina Realty. Greg, how can folks get a hold of you?
I can give us a call at 651-437-2121.
And just ask for anybody.
Just ask for Home Results.
Back to the new home, because that's what we're going to be, that's what our topic of the week is what's up with new housing? What is the demographics of people that buy new homes? Is it young first-time buyers? Is it second buyers? Is it an older buyer? What are the demographics of that?
Well, our availability, probably because of the projects we've had lot inventory for, have primarily been today for the retirement. And so let's call it even 55 and older. And so that's been my primary part, and I know that's where the majority of our sales were. But now we're just putting on two new homes on 31st Street, which will be, quote, entry-level, first-time home buyers. I don't even know the exact price, but they will definitely be under $300,000. And so once those go, I don't expect them to last very long.
Okay.
Nice two-story, two-car garage, nice neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's why we are struggling to get some of our new developments going, and we'll see how that works. But we're moving hard, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Should have some resolve here in a couple of months where we can move forward.
Well, the demand is there. If you could just fill it, is the biggest hurdle right now.
We get it all the time. So, you know, there's just no homes available in Hastings. And that's not even just Hastings. But Hastings is...
There's less available, maybe.
There's less available. And we've kind of shot ourselves in the foot there. And we made some decisions where I'm going to say out loud that we have counted on our council to make some good decisions and support housing. And that has not happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's hard to understand.
It wasn't too hard on him when I said that, was it?
No, you were very politically correct, Greg.
Ooh, let me change that then.
Well, it's, you know, and just the layperson, like myself, I'm not in the home, you know, I'm not in the home selling and buying and building industry like you are, but one would think that from a sheerly business point of view and a resident point of view, that the more people you let into a community, the more homes that are built, the more tax base you have, and the more money coming into the coffers of the local city, county, and in our case, it's the city that's the issue.
Right.
But, I mean, and if that starts stagnating, we start winding up with problems in our school districts where you don't have that growth anymore, but it still costs the same to keep those buildings, you know, maintained, mm-hmm. heated, cooled, lights on and stuff. That will not change. So you need that natural growth, and we put a stop to it. So now you're punishing the current residents even more because school taxes go up, other taxes go up, and the whole bit.
Right, exactly.
So yep. I don't get the, I just don't know how you can say it or what you can do to encourage people in cities like this. You can't slow down or stop development because it's going to go somewhere else and somebody else is going to do it.
I don't think they intentionally slow down and stop development. They just do it.
Make it too cumbersome, though.
They just do it without realizing what they are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think there needs to be some corrections.
Mm-hmm. To help that go.
Yep.
You bet. You're listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA. What are some of the new things in new homes that you're seeing today that maybe there wasn't 10, 15 years ago, Greg?
Well, of course, the furnaces are very efficient, okay. You know, and the air exchangers that you have, I mean, that's for the indoor air quality. The homes are just absolutely tight. The windows are energy efficient. It's just all these things have really, you know, gotten to the next level, and they are just really nice. The vinyl windows that we use, Simonton's the name of the brand, they are just top-notch, and they will be that way for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's changed is the quality of the products that are used in the homes today.
Okay. Insulation still 6 foot or 6 inch walls?
Yep,
or?
Yep. 2x6s are standard. Yep, and now we can do a flashback, which is spraying foam on the interior cavity, and it really pumps up the insulation values. And
really, instead of fiberglass? Or
combination of with fiberglass, but we spray the walls first. And with a light layer of foam just to seal everything.
So the outside walls, you mean? Or? Mm-hmm. Okay,
From the inside,
that.
Yep.
Okay.
And then you put your insulation in there. So.
Okay.
So there's just so many options to think about. And, of course, today all the rim joists in the home, they're all spray foamed insulated. And that just really gives you a warm envelope on the home.
Okay. These are things I didn't even know about.
Nope. And that's what new homes are all about. And there are mm-hmm. a lot of benefits to a new home. There just are.
How about on the technology side? Or, you know, are you seeing that where there's a lot of internet connections throughout the house?
Did I mention to you I wasn't very techie? And that is Nick's department. It is amazing what they can do today.
Okay.
I mean, you can change the temperature of your home from wherever you are.
Oh, those thermostats.
It's just with the internet, there are so many things in a home that you can do with, quote, the smart home.
But I mean, when you wire a new home, then do they are
all that's involved? Yes.
So there's like you have your outlets and then internet connections right along with
it.
Yeah,
it's pretty wild. Okay. It really is. And of course, you know, we all know the doorbells these days and the cameras and you know mm-hmm. who's coming to your house. And I remember I wanted to show somebody the siding on my son's home, and it was LP smart siding and mm-hmm. painted nice. So I drove out there. And all of a sudden, I'm out walking around the house, and I get this phone call. My son said, "Did you need something, Dad?" I'm looking around and thinking, "How do you know I'm here?"
Uh-huh.
He says, "Well, you're on my
camera.
Yep.
Isn't that wow. something?
And I, of course, I didn't know.
Right.
Isn't that something? That part of the world's passed me by.
Yeah. well, I've been told I should do that by my grandson because he has the same thing at his home.
Mm-hmm.
And they... Here's a good story that's similar to yours. They were down in Florida, and he asked me to stop at his house, and he gave me the garage door code so I could get in, and I had to grab something for him. And then, you know, and all of a sudden I pull up, and he's talking to me through the camera. He's down in Florida talking to me.
And it's just unbelievable.
Hey, yeah, you're exactly right. And they can use those to lower and raise the temperatures
and which is really nice. But the world we're in is just so advanced, and it's just hard to keep up with all the improvements. Mm-hmm.
Well, and with a new home, like we were talking before, you know, you can buy an existing home that's 20 or 30 years old, but you're not going to be able to do that stuff unless you put some money into it.
That's right. And it's just like, you know, as we get older, it's nice, like you get up in the middle of the night and you want to go somewhere, and whatever room you walk into, the light comes on. You don't turn switches or anything, it's just the motion.
Really?
And
I don't have that kind of stuff in my house, Greg.
I don't either.
I have to fumble around and find a gosh darn light switch.
My house is now about 25 years old. I have none of that. But I happen to be remodeling my cabin, and those are the type things that we're going to be doing. You know, just doing a kitchen remodel, but it'll be nice so that when you get up in the night, you can just zip and the light comes on. And
really?
There's no switches. You can find your way all the time. And
wow.
And it's pretty nice.
It's like you're a walking king. The lights go on as you walk through the house, huh? And then I would suppose they turn themselves off when people are gone, too?
When you're gone. They just go out.
Wow.
Yep.
That's...
And those are the things that you can get. And then, do they seem important? They're not really important until one night you trip over a table or...
The convenience.
You know, and then our age, and it's just more serious than what you're thinking about, and you shouldn't have done that. And so there's mm-hmm. just a lot of things that are important. And that's the other thing that a lot of people are saying. And it's hard to make that change because you're comfortable in your home.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so good when you do make the change. And it's really like if you have this large, older, four-bedroom, two-story, and then you see what you can get for that, and yet the one that you're going to go into is a smaller home, but there's not much money difference. And actually, sometimes you have to pay to make the change. And mm-hmm. so it's not your, quote, lateral move. But it's the lifestyle, it's the age you enter into, and you need to be prepared. And I know we've talked about it before, that some people just seem to get this sense that things are going to change in their lives and they want to be ready. And I think once you hit age 60, 65, it's time to start thinking along those lines. Mm-hmm. And because the next years will be so much easier and better.
Okay. Well, you and I are both there, but I'm sitting here going, you know, I had planned on semi-retiring, and then this COVID thing came along, and that ain't going to happen now.
Everybody plans on semi-retiring, and there always seems to be something that interrupts that.
But when you're in business for yourself as opposed to a government job where you really aren't worrying about money, there is a big difference.
You worry about money?
Yeah. Okay, Greg. You have gray hair. I have gray hair. Oh, we've earned every single one of those.
It's a challenge every day. You know it, and I know it.
And yeah. it gets. You know what, Greg? In all sincerities, it gets harder and harder as time goes on.
And I think that's a part of our mindset, if you would, because we have a harder. I think when we're younger, it kind of just bounces off of us.
Right.
And now today, you get a little more serious about things, and it doesn't bounce off quite so easy.
Well, and I think we're trying to look at it and saying, do we really need this extra? Do we need this kind of things? Let's make it easier and mm-hmm. make it, well, you know, good for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't seem to be the attitude. It's like government jobs, people are trying to justify why they're there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to be politically correct in this.
You got it so far, as long as you don't go any further.
But I've always said that people should, before they have any job, it should be mandatory that they own a small business for at least 2 years in their life.
Yep. And I know a lot of people that were in their own businesses that then ended up going into the government, and I think they are actually more productive.
I was going to say they understand.
It is very good. They understand the challenges yes. we face, and they're a little sympathetic. So, mm-hmm. you know, and when you get government workers and we walk into the door, they think, oh, well, he's making a lot of money, he's got money, and yada, yada, yada. And they don't realize the challenges and the sacrifices that you make in order to try and get ahead. And right. sometimes when you look at the statistics on incomes and net worth, it's pretty amazing. Those numbers blow my mind as to what today, you know, the average person's net worth is and what the incomes are for some of these people well into the six figures.
Isn't that something? And you and I work 80 hours a week, you know.
Yep.
You know, like I said, you know, people say, well, how have you survived? And I said, well, I only have to work part-time. You know, when you have when you're in your own business, you only work part-time, Greg, right?
You need to lighten up, and I need to lighten up, because I think everybody now is going for their crying towels at home.
I mean,
they're probably feeling so sorry.
I mean, come on now. we only have to work 8 hours a day, 7 days a week, and, you know, what do we do with the rest of the...
When did they start that?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, 12 hours.
I know.
7 days
and
a
you
week.
You know that, and that's the truth. Yes. Most people don't believe that, but
they
that's
don't.
Fine.
But it's reality. You're right.
Yep. And there are probably some people in their own businesses that doesn't affect them that way, and we've chosen the harder path, I guess.
Is that what we did?
Yes.
Well, anyway, that's it for the day, Greg. Once again, how can folks get a hold of you?
Give us Quality Dine Realty, 651-437-2121. Ask for Greg or Wayne.
Greg, thank you. It's always fun.
Thank you, Dan. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. Our realtor today, Greg Jablonski. Again, if you want to get a hold of Greg or Wayne, call Edina Realty in Hastings at 651-437-2121. This is KDWA Hastings.